SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Retired Israeli general and current war cabinet member Benny Gantz warns an invasion of Gaza's southern city of Rafah is imminent. BBC correspondent Paul Adams.
The people of Rafah know an Israeli assault is coming. They just don't know when. Now, a member of Israel's war cabinet has given a clue. Speaking to a Jewish American audience in Jerusalem, Benny Gantz said that unless the remaining Israeli hostages were released by the start of Ramadan in exactly 3 weeks, then the war would come to Rafah. That's 3 weeks for Israel to devise and implement a plan to evacuate an estimated 1.3 million civilians, something the Biden administration has demanded before troops go in.
A suspect has died in that shooting in Minnesota that claimed the lives of two police officers and a first responder. Police say negotiations with that suspect had gone on for several hours earlier Sunday when a SWAT team entered the home earlier in the day. Then seven children were in the home, not immediately clear if anyone was harmed. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Virginia investigating that house explosion that killed one firefighter and injured 10 others and leveled a home outside Washington, D.C. Loudoun County Fire System Chief Keith Johnson says a propane gas tank leak caused the house to explode. Nine of the firefighters were in the home when it exploded. Neighbor John Paget.
The whole house shook. It was a huge explosion. And well, unfortunately, I had walked my dog earlier, about an hour and a half earlier, and I smelled gas. And somebody in our neighborhood actually called the fire department to check on the gas leak.
Officials say there were as many as nine different firefighters in the home at the time of the explosion. This is SRN News. Another troubling report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans observing Lent, the traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to the Holy Week. OpenBible.info says food is the main thing Christians most likely to give up for Lent. Meat, chocolate, fast food, bread, and chips are at the tops. This is SRN News. There was an incredible amount of talent and quite a show Saturday night. If you're into basketball, a WNBA star lost the competition but stole the show at an NBA All-Star event. Here's correspondent Tom McKay.
New York Liberty sharpshooter Sabrina Nuescu came within 3 points of Golden State star Stephen Curry in a three-point shooting contest between the two at the NBA's All-Star Saturday night event.
I think it's going to show a lot of young kids out there, a lot of people who might have not believed or even watched women's sports, that we're able to go out there and put on a show. And so it was really exciting to finally be able to do this. And like Steph said, it happened perfectly.
And there were two repeat performers. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard won the regular three-point shooting contest, and Orlando's G League player Mac McClung took the slam dunk competition. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
More details at SRNnews.com.